Blog Talk Radio.
Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's Dolly here. Yes, you have reached the Dolly Show, the good show I like to call it, where every week we bring you good news to discuss, good guests, and at least one good laugh, right? I never let you down with that. That's for sure. Welcome to the program. What's the good word, everybody? I want to do a quick shout out to all my listeners on WCKG 1530 AM. Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, where the show was born and raised, Rivet Radio in Chicago, and now 1010 News Talk. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for all your messages this last week. Everybody, you ready to get your happy on? Are you ready? Whoops. I had this all queued up, ready to go. I messed it up. Here I go. I did it again. You remember this song? I have two studio guests right now. David Cassidy. I still have a crush on that man. David Cassidy? Wasn't he hot?
Way cute.
Okay,
way cute.
That voice you're hearing is Corliss Gardner.
Gardner.
Yeah. Why do I want to say Gardner? Maybe because I had a neighbor called Gardner growing up. I always
want
to put a D in there.
It's fine.
Shame on me. So welcome to the studio. Clarice is going to talk to us about financial freedom.
Yeah.
I guess I'm summing it up there.
Right.
And she is a blogger extraordinaire. Her blog site is on Facebook. You can find it there. It's called
Got My
Mind on My Money and My Money on My Mind. I love it. We're going to get happy with her because we're going to figure out how to make more money this year.
Right.
So the theme this summer, I played the song because I saw this cute, adorable picture of this little girl laughing and jumping in a puddle of water. And I said, that's me. That's when I was little.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like I'm that 7-year-old girl jumping in a puddle of water, laughing and having fun. Life is too short, folks. And there's so much negativity out there. There's so much bad news. A lot of people broke. They don't want to manage their money. It's depressing.
It can be.
And we just have to look at the good of things. So sometimes you got to play some of these. That picture of the girl that says get happy, you got to see it on Facebook. It's on my Facebook page. I love it. So that's my theme this summer. Last summer it was get your shine on, which, you know, we kind of still carry it over. And this summer it's come on, get happy with the Dolly McCarthy Show. It's a good show, and we want to have fun with the show. We also have another great guest on this week. It is Ann O'Dell. She's with the the Page Homeowners Center. I want to say Homeowners Confederation all the time. Do people say that? Do they think you're a homeowners group?
They do.
Wait, come closer to the mic. Sorry, Ann. Get really close to that mic. Maybe pull your chair in a little closer.
Thanks.
Cute outfit, by the way.
Thank you.
We're all color coordinated today. We got
are.
The green and the blue
and the green.
Pretty. So do people ever confuse you with like
We're confused with the county. We're confused
homeowners
associations, and we're just confused with everybody.
But people still find you. You're still doing amazing work out there in DuPage County, right?
Right.
Helping homeowners and people that are looking for their first home, people that are homeless, like I was almost at one time. And I wish I would have known about this group years ago. But so I wanted to bring you on. One, I'm emceeing your event. I'm so excited. I'm seeing your event in June. Big fundraiser coming up, right?
Yes, June 9th. It's our 25th anniversary celebration. 25 years in DuPage County, and we are still the best kept secret in DuPage County.
And you are, because sadly, I've been in DuPage County for 22 years, very actively involved in the community.
Right.
And I just found out about you guys this year. And I was in need. So I have this mission. We're going to get people to know about DuPage Homeowners Center. Homeownership Center. Now I'm messing it up. This is terrible.
Just call us DHOC.
There we go.
DHOC
DuPage
sure.
Homeownership Center. We got it. So if you want more information about that, we're going to give you the website. We're going to give you the whole kit and caboodle about this the center and how you can benefit from it or help them continue the good work that they're doing. And stick around for the next half, the last half hour of the show. There's only 2 half hours to this show. Some people want this show to be longer. Some people want it to be really short. We're going to have Cloris here to talk about financial literacy and get your mind on your money and your money on your mind.
Keep your mind on your money. Absolutely.
All good things. So stick around for the good show. This summer, we're going to be hitting Country Thunder, Lake Shade. We're going to be bringing you all those great interviews that you know I bring you every summer from lots of great country and even some rock and roll artists. Yes, we do have that too. But first, I have to talk about some great sponsors that have been sponsoring this show to continue to give you the good word, I like to call it. Every week we feature a non-for-profit. We don't just give you a good laugh, but we feature a non-for-profit every week. And this week it is the DuPage Home Ownership Center. And I'm not going to tell you who's going to be on next week because I can't remember. I don't have the calendar in front of me. Nuts, I can't see that. But every week we have a non-for-profit, and that's something that I'm very proud about because nowhere on the radio dial do you hear as much information about non-for-profits that serve the Chicagoland area and beyond. And so you can get all the information here and learn about groups that you've never even heard of, sadly, like myself, just learning about the DuPage Home Ownership Center. And I'm really thrilled to MC their big fundraiser coming up in June. And you can buy tickets to this and come and join me. We'll give you more information about that. But these sponsors help carry the show forward, paying for my rent here and being all over the Chicagoland area. And we've got some really cool, exciting news to share with you this summer as well. But first, thanks to Clark's Car Care. They're themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Yes, they have fresh popcorn in their facility. It's a kid-friendly waiting room. Take a load off in their massage chair. Emissions experts they are for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing. They're conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt Weber is the owner. Very nice man. He's been on this show before, a longtime staff. They'll take care of your every need, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're always there to help you along the way. It's the only repair shop that also offers a free roadside membership with any repair. Okay, Clarissa's taking a picture of me. I got to at least smile. I got to look good. Hello. And, did you hear what I just said? Free roadside membership with any repair. That is awesome because I think AAA is about $40 a year. And they believe in good service that you'll swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a free one-time special, $17.95 oil change. Yes, you heard that right. Only $17.95 and $27.95 for synthetic. That's a good deal, Matt. Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has 4 beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, baton, bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Mm-hmm. Arthur Murray Dance. They have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com and mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for your first free dance lesson. And finally, we're going to take a break from reading all these sponsors because I'm getting feedback from you all that you don't like me reading all the sponsors at the beginning of the show. So we'll read a couple, and then I'll read a little later on in the show. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings Bank, experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You know those guys that sing that song, my little theme song here that I've been playing for the last year? Those are my friends Dee and Jerry and Buzz with Love and Money. They're a band that plays in and around the Chicagoland area. Well, this weekend, I want to do a shout-out to those guys and thank them for doing all my little tunes on the show that you hear. They're going to be playing out at Potter's in downtown Naperville this Saturday night, May 28th. Check them out. Saturday night, May 28th at Potter's. Check out Love and Money. They are, I think, really, I've never really thought, but they are my favorite band in Chicagoland. They really are. So check them out. And I'm doing a shout out to you guys. Thanks for all the music you guys send me all the time. It's great. Okay, my first guest, as I mentioned earlier, Ann O'Dell. She is the development coordinator, now the acting executive director. She's the boss now. Look out! Did you get a corner office when you got promoted to the acting director?
I just got the big office.
All right. Congratulations. I love this. Women in powerful roles.
Right.
Way to go. So Ann comes, originally she came from, you have a very impressive resume here, but I liked how you worked for DuPage Pats at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did hear about them.
Okay.
I haven't been living under a rock. But I loved how you had that experience behind you. So you have been working with people that are homeless and need
right.
shelter, and this kind of, you know,
right.
ties
right.
along with it. So tell us a little bit more. Let me apologize one more time and put that mic really close to you so we can hear you.
Should I eat it?
Yeah, it's almost like eating it, yes. Just don't bite it, okay? So tell us a little bit more about the DuPage Home Ownership Center.
Okay. So DuPage Home Ownership Center is a housing counseling agency. We've been in business for 25 years. We're celebrating our 25th anniversary. Our services are free. So we do such things as we have a counselor in the court program, which is we actually have a counselor that sits in foreclosure court in DuPage County every day. So if you are being foreclosed on, the judge is going to send you to the jury box where we sit, and we are going to do an intake for you right there and see, give you some options for your home and then have you come in for counseling. So don't go paying those people who say, pay me $10,000 and I'll, you know, get rid of all your problems for you. We are free.
Wow.
We are in Wheaton. We
you
are
know,
free.
I've been through a foreclosure. Again, how could I not have heard you guys? I did pay an attorney about, I think it was $6,000.
Yeah. Five
unbelievable.
So you're in a situation where you're losing your home, but yet they're going to take $5,000 or $10,000 from you that you don't have, obviously. So come to the DuPage Home Ownership Center. Another great program we have is the Homestead Program for low to medium income residents of DuPage County. The county actually has, it's a county program, $14,999 in down payment assistance, boost buying power. And you have to fall into certain ranges, and we counsel for that.
What are the ranges? I'm curious, what is the low to medium income in DuPage County? I know what the high income is.
So
we've seen the houses.
So about $43,000 for a single, and then it goes up in increments.
For a single parent, you mean?
For a single person.
Person.
So
$43,000, yeah.
Based on how many people you have in your household, that income can go up. So if you qualify, it's $14,999 in down payment assistance plus $3,000 in closing costs.
That's amazing.
That's huge.
Right.
That's 20% on your house. And isn't it 20% now? There's no wiggle room anymore. Banking
right.
rules have changed. They're not... You know,
right,
there's
right.
no more balloons anymore, right?
Right, right.
Well, I mean, I think there are, but
not
no
not
easy
to be,
way to get in.
Right,
them.
Sure. And so if you live in that home for 5 years, that loan is forgivable. You don't have to pay a cent.
Wow.
So, you know, the county is giving you $15,000 basically to move into the county.
That's amazing. And then once they move in these, now tell me how you get that funding. Is that dollars from the county, tax dollars
from the county. Mm-hmm.
There's a percentage taken.
They have a program.
Okay.
They write a grant, and so they're able to offer this program.
Okay, so taxes and grants probably from the state, our bankrupt state.
Yes,
which is almost we're not bankrupt yet.
Right.
The
state should really come.
We're supposed
to
be happy on the show. It's just so odd that this, you know, last night we heard the news about Madigan passing his own budget, you know, kind of illegally. So it's just funny how, you know,
right.
I had to throw a few things in there.
Right.
But a few zingers.
$14,999. Happy news, right?
Happy news. Yes. All right. So how many people do you actually help? Maybe we'll do yearly.
2,200. Whether it's foreclosure, whether it's a financial fitness program, reverse mortgage. So 2,200, we just had our 600th homestead closing, which is amazing. And our foreclosure rate since 1991 on those homestead closings are less than 1%.
Wow.
So
is that because you follow up with them and assist them if they're in trouble and find them ways to...
Well, it goes along with our financial fitness program, which
okay.
is budgeting, budgeting counseling. There's six.
For Liz, you would know about this.
Right,
yeah.
Right, exactly. So different workshops and then counseling for free.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why. So when those homeowners are getting in trouble, once they get into their home, they're coming back to us for the budgeting and just different ways of how they can do things. You know, they don't understand why a $5 latte is going to cost them $57 in the end. So many think that winning the lottery is going to be their answer and to getting out of their situation, and it's really not, because what are your chances, right?
Oh.
So so we have our financial fitness program, and then we're also partnering with different nonprofits to do their financial literacy program, because it doesn't pay in this county to duplicate services. So they're looking to us as the natural fit to handle these programs. So that being said, we are starting a Four Corners of the County initiative. We are reaching out into the, like I said, the four corners of the county, to these poverty areas where we might be going there to do workshops, but and then expecting those clients that we do at the workshops to come to our center in Wheaton. That's just not going to work. They don't have the resources available if they don't have a car. The transportation system to the center of the county from the corners of the county is
mm-hmm.
not the best, I'm sorry
mm-hmm.
to say. So we're actually going into those areas to follow up with counseling. We don't just hand the clients a list of resources. We actually counsel them and coach them.
Are you over at Loaves and Fishes? I know they have a lot of that. They do. Not yet. Okay.
We are not,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So, but to you have to break that cycle of poverty,
mm-hmm.
and it takes a lot to do it, and it takes a lot of work. And we're going to engage with the clients, and as long as the clients stay engaged with us, it's going to be a very positive outcome for them. So.
I'm really, really pleasantly surprised to hear that you serve 2,200 people a year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a staff? Is it volunteers? How do you serve all these clients?
Well, we have a staff of 10. So we do this with 10 people.
Paid staff? Is that a paid staff?
They're paid staff.
Do you have volunteers too?
We do have some volunteers, but they're more for events
sure.
or outreach. Our board is definitely a volunteer board. Our committees. So we do a lot of outreach into the community now. So we seriously are the best kept secret in DuPage County. We had a study done on a grant we were doing through actually Taproot. And it was an in-kind grant, and they did a study throughout DuPage County. And the overall theme about DuPage Home Ownership Center is that we are the best kept secret.
Yeah, I'll second that.
So even, yeah. you know, we even have like a gateway to home ownership, which kind of introduces these young couples who just have stars in their eyes when they walk in the door. And they're like, oh, I can, you know, my banking says I can afford this much house. But really what our workshops let you look at is, what if your water heater breaks down? What if your washer goes? What if your,
mm-hmm.
you know, what if you have a flood? What if,
yeah.
what do you do? So we actually do interactive games, and I'm going to be honest with you. We do these interactive games in these workshops, and sometimes if they're short a person, I'll step in and play, and I have to walk away because I get a little stressed.
Really?
Yeah. These, you know, it's just real-life scenarios. What if you fall at work and you can't work? Or what if you fall playing football? Or what if you're doing something crazy and you're not going to be able to work for 3 months? Where's that income going to come from if you max out at what you can buy? So we give you realistic, real-life situations
yeah.
of things.
Something like that mortgage brokers should do automatically.
Right.
But
right.
it's all about how much house can
we
squeeze in.
Right. Realtors as well. You
yeah.
know, they look at the, ooh, they got stars in their eyes. Let's go out. But we have a lot of good realtors and a lot of good mortgage people involved with our centers. So they have the client's best interest at heart.
That's so. Good to know. So you work with some realtors in the community too.
Many realtors.
That's great.
Mm-hmm,
that's
which, whom you'll meet at our celebration. We also do reverse mortgage counseling for seniors.
Is that tricky for most homeowners? Why? That sometimes when you hear about that, you think scam. Why is that?
It could be. And all we do is counsel them because maybe, you know, again, these seniors come in maybe with stars in their eyes thinking, oh, this is going to be my answer. And after a counseling session with our senior counselor, Joe Albert, they might have a different feel on that, thinking, wow, maybe that's not for me.
Yeah. So. Does it ever, does his name is Joel? Joel?
Her. Joanna Albert.
Joanna. Mm-hmm. Does she ever find that that's a good a way to go for some people?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But just counseling and educating. I mean, I would say the biggest thing our center does is educate people.
Well, isn't that the real solution here? Educating people.
Educating, right.
You know,
right.
We all want the American dream. I think that we almost have to redefine it. And the American dream is...
Love and equal, keep moving on.
I wish I could have queued it up right at that point, but y'all get the point. I think that the American dream is just finding your own inner peace and happiness. It's not the big house and the picket fence.
Right. Exactly.
It's being having peace and no stress. Really.
Exactly.
And if it means living in a nice rental, you know, then be it. Do you help people with rentals too, or is it mostly homeownership?
Well, we have a lot of renters who do come to us. For financial fitness, so if they're trying to raise their credit score or become banked or, you know, they don't pay us to raise their credit score. They have to work on it. It's, you know, we counsel and coach them on different things they should do and come up with an action plan for them.
That's so interesting. And how long does it take? Do you know this answer about how long does it take to get your credit score moved up and how quickly does it move up? Does it take years or within a year can you see?
I can give you two examples. So one person came to us and they had a low credit score, and they worked really hard, but then they lost their job. So they were with us for 7 years to try to get their credit score up and ready to be a home buyer. Mm-hmm. And they are a home buyer now, and they've been in their home for about a year. And then we had another person, and I'll just say single mom with 5 kids, who came to us last March. Tired of living in
rundown rentals.
Rundown rental, and she said, this
"It's hard to find a rental with 5 kids." Let me tell
you, this has to change. And she,
good for her.
So she started last March, and she was in meeting with a mortgage person February. So if you're dedicated and you know you're willing to work at it, it can go very quick.
Okay.
So we have success stories.
That's so good to hear.
Right.
And the best kept secret right here in DuPage County revealed on the Telly McCarthy Show. And
yeah, that's right.
You know what? I'm so thrilled about your event coming up. Tell us more about it, how people can get tickets and get involved. Because you do have a live and silent auction, right?
We have. We have a silent auction, not a live auction, but a silent auction. So it's a chef's tasting, actually. So we have 15 different restaurants who are donating their best fairs.
Oh, I love that. No, tell us some of the restaurants. I love that idea.
So we have, Brio Tuscan Grill.
Never been there. Okay. Where is that?
It's in Lombard.
Oak Brook? Okay.
Lombard. So you have to go if you like Italian. Caliendo's is a pizza place in Winfield. Awesome. I highly recommend, and I highly recommend you go on Sunday night to half price pizza.
Oh.
So. Nice. Eddie Merlot's.
So 15 different restaurants giving a variety of foods.
Giving.
That sounds great.
Sharing their tastings. And then, you know, we're going to have Dolly emceeing and talking to these restaurants throughout the night. And it's just going to be a great celebration.
I'll be chatting and eating and talking while I'm eating.
Yes.
That'll be interesting.
Yes.
No, that sounds really nice. And this is June 9th. And it's going to be in?
At the Abington.
Abington, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm giving you more opportunities to talk here. I don't have the notes right in front of me for that.
Yes, so it's going to be at the Abington. We have
a really nice facility. I love that. It's family-owned and operated. I love that family.
Right.
Great people.
And they've been doing a great job working with us. You know,
Beautiful facility,
I'm a little overwhelmed because, as you said, I was development coordinator, and now I'm acting. So I'm wearing two hats at the moment. So I'm trying to do this and do the executive director role. So.
Well, you're doing great. And it's
going to
be a fantastic night, too. So folks can go to your website and get tickets. And how much are the tickets?
$75.
That's it?
Yeah, I know.
15 tastings? Wow.
Yes, $75. And then if you want to do the champagne toast, that's an extra $50, which gives you the option to look at the silent auction items and exercise a buy now option.
That's nice.
So,
very nice.
And you get to meet Dolly and hear her.
And Ann O'Dell. the big boss over at the DuPage Home Ownership Center, who is just amazing. It's so great to meet. We've been talking and emailing back and forth for the last month. So great to finally meet you.
Yes, it's great to meet you,
and
too.
Congratulations on your new role. Keep up the good work.
Thank
and
you.
Please reach out to me anytime. I'd love to have you back on. And anytime you've got a message, I have a little point in the show where I do announcements, which I have to do next before we take our next segment. Clarice Gardner, who's going to talk about money, how to get it right, folks. But reach out to me. I'd love to have you guys back on and support you, because I tell you, people don't realize this. You know, even in Naperville, there are people that struggle.
Oh,
and
definitely.
All over DuPage County. And I would say that people in the suburbs are not aware of all of the not-for-profits and the groups that are out there to support you. You think you're the only one because everyone around you looks like they're doing okay.
Right.
And you're hesitant to reach out beyond your church, maybe.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
I speak from experience, that's all. And I was very actively involved in the community, and I just didn't realize that that was out there. And so it's such a good thing to know that you're out there, because I've been in that situation and had no help, didn't know where to turn.
Right.
And gosh, what a relief it is that to know you're out there. 25 years out there. Can you believe that? Shame on me. No, really. We've got to get the word out for you guys a little better.
Thank you.
Go to their website. Anne, will you tell us the website again?
www.dhoc.org.
Fantastic.
Nice and short.
Anne Odell, a pleasure again to meet you. Thank you for all you're doing. I'm looking forward to being at the event, the big event on June 9th.
Thank you.
And go get your tickets, everybody. Join me. I have room still at my table. I'd love to see you. Okay? Come.
Good news, good guess, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yes, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, Naperville, let's unite to fight pancreatic cancer. Join the Lustgarten Foundation's Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk on July 24th at the Naperville Pavilion to raise money and fight pancreatic cancer. The Dolly McCarthy Show is thrilled to support and sponsor this event. Join us. 100% of every dollar raised goes directly to research, not to clean the toilets, not to paint the walls, but to research. And that is fantastic. Together, we will beat pancreatic cancer. Register now at www.pancreaticcancerresearchevents.org or call 866-789-1000. Hey, my friends over at the Brightside Theater, they're presenting their perfect finale to their fifth anniversary season with the outrageous musical comedy Spamalot. Spamalot will perform at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall at North Central College, 31 South Ellsworth Street in Naperville, June 3rd through the 19th. Tickets are on sale now at brightsidetheater.com or by phone, call 630-447-TIX. That's 630-447-8497. All right, Clarice, good to see you.
Hi.
We met, a couple of months ago at the Urban League?
A few months ago, yeah.
The Urban League Women's Empowerment Summit. I love that. That was the second year I got to MC that event, and I just absolutely loved it. The energy in the room, all these bright, brilliant, smart, strong women in the room.
Yeah.
Anne, by the way, is still here. You can hang around, Anne, and talk and listen to the show.
Yeah,
I love having you here.
I want to hear the blog.
Didn't mean to cut you. Not. It doesn't mean you can't talk, but we're done talking for now. I'm just kidding. We'll do another plug at the end. But I just love that league. Hint, hint. You got to have me back next year.
Yeah.
But it was great to meet you there, and I just loved you gave me your little elevator pitch, and I said, all right, come on this show.
I love it. Thanks for having me.
We don't always have financial literacy discussions on this show, and we need it. Maybe we should have Michael Madigan and Bruce Rauner here, too.
So that they pick up some tips, maybe?
You know what I got in my mind? I'm upset because so many of my friends, about five families, are moving out of the state. They've had it with the state.
Yeah.
And they're business owners.
Yeah.
That's why they're moving.
That's
you know,
real.
They
it's
are just
real.
Tired of it. And then last night, the budget that passed, it was just kind of ridiculous. So anyway, I got money on my mind here.
Good.
I want to help the state of Illinois. So we got to start with our own selves first. So you work at I love BMO Harris Bank. That's
yeah.
my bank. I love the guys over there. I have a great group of people that I get to see every
awesome,
now and then when I go
awesome.
In there. So I know you're not here representing the bank, but you do work over there. So she's been in the banking industry for over two decades. And now you've got this online blog that's growing, getting more and more popular. Got my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Where did that come from?
Yeah, so
that's something your grandma used to say.
No, weird. So I was in Los Angeles on my way to the Grammys. And
get
the
out.
Song,
you
yes.
were on your way to the Grammys?
I'm on my way to
Are you
Grammys.
Married to like a celebrity?
I wish. No. So on
you
my
have
way
friends
Grammys,
in high places.
Yeah. Well, I actually
okay.
won it at a live auction at an
oh.
event. So, yeah, it was really,
oh,
really cool.
Fun.
So had a chance, was hanging out with my friends in L.A. and just having a great time. And like you said, I've been in banking for 25 years. I'm a certified financial planner. I've worked in our wealth management group at BMO Harris. So money's been on my mind for a really, really long time. And one of the reasons I wanted to become a certified financial planner was not only for professional reasons, but personal reasons, because people don't know this stuff. And they don't know it because it can be highly technical. And I really thought that if there's a way for me to just talk to you in layman's terms about money, you know, perhaps folks can get a little bit more comfortable and just make some different choices around the money. So I'm in L.A. hanging out, on, you know, riding down the street, and the song comes on. Snoop Dogg comes on the radio. So I'm like,
oh, you should have told me. I could have had a Snoop Dogg song ready to go. Then I got David Cassidy. Far cry
so,
from Snoop Dogg. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a perfect title to the blog because my personal opinion about money and how folks manage money is that it starts in your mind first before it ever hits your pocketbook, right? So
right.
how do you think about money really is how money manifests in your life. So I titled it, Got My Mind on My Money and My Money on My Mind.
I love it.
Yeah.
Way
yeah,
to go,
yeah.
Snoop. Now, did you ever get a chance to meet Snoop?
No.
When you were in L.A.?
Didn't meet
Tell him.
Snoop.
You got to write him a letter. Tell him, look at
let
this.
Let him know, right.
So what is the biggest mistake that people make about money? They spend too much.
Well,
beyond their means. Right.
Well, yeah, people do kind of spend beyond their means. But, I mean, I know folks who raise a family of four on $35,000 a year and they do well. And I also know people who make $300,000 a year and they go broke, right? So what is that all about? It's really about how you manage your money, how do you think about money, and how do you really just live within the means that you have? So I think a lot of people chase that American dream that you were just talking about. So they want the cars, they want the houses, and they get in debt to do it. And that is really what happens when folks start to have trouble with money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have any tips that you want to share with my listeners about money? Let's dive right in.
Yeah,
what are some things that we should do and not do? What are do's and don'ts?
Yeah, so budgeting is a buzzword. I'm sure Ann hears about it all the time. And in my blog, I had a conversation with a young lady, and her statement to me was, well, I budget. I how does she put it? I know how to budget, but I don't do well. I'm like, well, it's not that you don't do well. It's that you don't stick to the budget. You can write the numbers out. The numbers are the numbers. You make a certain amount. That's all you have to spend. You either are going to make more money or spend less money, and that is how you think about your budgeting. So I think folks can start with just being really real and honest with what you make versus what you spend. So write it down. When you put it on black and white, it just becomes crystal clear. This is what I have. This is what I'm spending. And then that gives you an opportunity to think about adjustments.
That is so true. Writing it down.
Write it down.
You don't have to have a financial software package put together. You could put it on paper.
Absolutely.
List your bills, right?
Yeah.
What would you – how? Tell us, give us a recommendation of what they should write down. Bills, dreams, hopes, futures, things they want to buy in the future, how to plan for it. And how much should, if you're in debt, too, this is a thing that always got me. When I was younger, I didn't know a thing about money. I got a credit card my freshman year of college.
So
they sent
I.
it to everybody on the floor. And we all went shopping and maxed out our limits
so
that
did
weekend.
I.
We all went clothes shopping.
So did I.
And anyway, so they say pay your debts off. But save money. Well, you should pay your debts first, right? But what if you're looking at $30,000 in debt? Should you still save at the same time, even though you have that debt?
I think there's an opportunity to do both, and you have mm-hmm. to have to run the numbers. And I think where folks get overwhelmed is if they do have $30,000 of debt, they're like, oh, my God, I have to pay off $30,000 of debt. Chop it into smaller goals, right? Say, you know, by the end of this year, I'm going to pay off $5,000 of that. But that means you better cut up that credit card, too, because you will continue to spend, right? But, again, that goes back to your mindset. If you have made a decision that you're going to go on the path of being debt-free, once you stand in that decision, then you will put a plan in place and kind of stick with those smaller goals to get you to your larger goal. So if you're thinking about, you know, trying to pay off $50,000 of debt at once, it's going to be extremely overwhelming for you. You have to think about smaller increments of goals that you can hit, you know, some milestones where you can say, I did it, to boost your confidence and increase your confidence on this path, and you will continue down that path to success.
I think that's really good advice, too. Mm-hmm. And even reaching out to those people, those creditors and bills, and saying, look, this is my situation. You can even negotiate a lower rate,
absolutely,
a payment plan, or cut that bill in half if you're willing to just pay it all off at once, or, you know, I lost my train of thought now. So there's ways, maybe tackle, like you said, so you get that confidence knowing, oh, I'm paying it off,
yeah,
chiseling away every month. Maybe focus on paying off one bill at a time.
Absolutely. And
you should
do is, you know, think about kind of your higher interest debt. If you have several pieces of debt, credit cards, et cetera, look at your higher interest debt and try to get those things down quicker, because obviously you're paying more interest on that. So if you needed to prioritize, I would say take a look at your higher interest debt and start to work those things down. Now, on the flip side of the savings side, I think this is critically important because Ann mentioned it just a little bit ago. You know, half of Americans can't cover a $500 emergency. So if your water heater broke, you have no money to pay for that. Likely folks are going to have to go into debt and put it on a credit card to take care of it. So creating that emergency fund, mm-hmm, I think it's critically important because anything could happen. Absolutely anything could happen. If you're a renter, if you're a homeowner, you know, you could lose your job. So think about how you can work to create some space to save money to create that emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
A good rule of thumb, it used to be 6 months of your living expenses, kind of your fixed cost living expenses as an emergency fund. After the 2008 recession, I would boost that between 9 and 12 months, really, because now it takes just a little bit longer to find a job, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're doing. You're solving for that gap of time where you may not have income coming in. So you want to build that emergency fund to take care of those gaps.
Yeah, all good advice. And if you're still stuck, you can reach out to Ann O'Dell over at the DuPage Home Ownership Center and get involved with their financial literacy program there. Log on to Clarice Garner's blog and get some tips and advice. Tell us a little bit about your blog, too. How long have you been doing this now?
About 7 years now.
7 years.
About 7 years
on Facebook?
Now. On Facebook. So it's just a Facebook group, so anybody can find me out there. So if you go to Facebook and search for Got My Mind on My Money and My Money on My Mind, you got
to
kind of
really
think,
easy to remember.
It in your head, too. You know,
I sing it in my head whenever I search you up. Yes, it's easy to remember.
Yeah.
And just get educated. You know, there's some really great books out there. Years ago, 25-some-odd years ago when I graduated, now I'm dating myself. When I graduated NIU, I became a producer for a financial news program. It was an 8-hour financial news program. And I would sit there and answer phones and call guests and book people. And I also did the news, you know. But I would sit there and go, gosh, this is really good information.
Yeah.
My friends don't know about this. And I told my boss, we should have like a financial literacy on this. Here it is, 25 years later, we really haven't progressed as a society and given people the knowledge and the tools that they need beginning at a young age. I almost feel like it should be required by the state of Illinois for colleges, even high school kids, starting, it's never too early, really. You can even start in middle school because my middle schooler thinks, you know, I want a phone, I can have a phone. She doesn't realize it cost me an extra $30, you know, and, you know, it's just on and on and on. So starting at a young age really makes a difference. And like you said, sticking to a budget, it really gives you that, it empowers you. Even if you're still in debt, it makes you feel stronger as a person.
It does.
And just stay away from the malls, ladies, guys, too. Just stay away from the stores, and you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it really works. You just stay away from the stores, and you're not tempted to, you know?
Yeah, but
my advice.
Back to your point about working with young people and kids, a lot of financial institutions, BMO being one of them, have tons of financial literacy programs that actually work with kids. So we have one called Talk With Your Kids About Money. And we went into the Chicago public school system and worked with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and had them present on a topic about money that was important to them. So they presented on debt management, on, you know, how to protect your identity, because identity theft leads to financial crises at times. They talked about home ownership, how to start a business, entrepreneurship. So I think it's critically important to have these conversations early with your young people to start to get them to think about money in a very different way.
Yeah, that's for sure. Or just think about it in the right way, not just a different way. Let's get them on the right path to begin with. Okay, I got a quick couple of announcements, and then we're going to come back. We're talking with Clarice Garner, who is a VP over at BMO Harris Bank. She's been in banking for more than two decades, and she's got a blog, a really popular blog entitled Got My Mind and My Money and My Money and My Mind. And we're going to get back to her and talk about more ways that you can be smarter about your money. But first, we want to do a shout out to our sponsors on the show, Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. They have that walking club every Wednesday. Gosh, I wish I still lived in the neighborhood. It's such a delightful place to walk around. Check out napersettlement.org, and there's lots of really fun things going on this summer over there, including Naper Nights. And on this show, you know, the Dolly McCarthy Show is a huge supporter and sponsor of Naper Settlement, as they are of this show. We support each other. We go back and forth. And they have given me a ton of tickets to give away for these Naper Nights programs and lecture series. And we just, I just was at Naper Settlement last weekend for Civil War Days with a bunch of listeners. What a treat that was. I just love that, Civil War Days. They do the reenactment of the Civil War. And the guys pretend they're dead. It's so funny. And then they have that rising at the end, the elevation at the end where all the dead get up and all the kids are like, wow! You know, it's so funny. They pretend they're dead. It's great. But I feel bad for the early ones. They just sit there for 20 minutes during the battle, laying there on the ground. Maybe they like it. Maybe they're taking a little nap. Anyway, okay, thanks to our sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show, including Homebridge Financial Planners. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. And Bricconi is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. I can't talk. You know why? My mouth is so dry. I had a salty lunch, and I'm out of water now. I'm going to need help. Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated, and they won Small Business of the Year in the category of retail. If you've never tried their food, you're in for a treat. Come visit Bricconi's North for a comfortable dining experience, and you can also see the famous Parade Over Room where they host many of their banquets. Book your private party there, graduation parties now being accepted over there. Check out Bricconi's.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com or give them a call at 630-305-0230 and book your next party at Sullivan Steakhouse. Oh, my friend Ronnie B. Elvis. He comes on the show every now and then. We haven't had Ronnie on the show in a while. Ronnie, you got to come visit us again. We're due for an Elvis sighting. If you're looking for some exciting live entertainment for your next birthday party, reunion, or anniversary, how about a wedding? Yeah, Elvis can come to your wedding or a bachelorette party. Or how about opening day for your pool party? Elvis loves pool parties. That's what he tells me. So look no further than my friend, the very talented Elvis impersonator, Ronnie B. Elvis. Ronnie B. Elvis will sing and entertain your guests for hours. Lots of fun and laughs whenever Ronnie B. Elvis is around. Find Ronnie B. Elvis on Facebook or give him a call at 847-693-1045 to book your next party. Summer bookings are now being accepted. Don't delay. Ronnie B. Elvis will come to your party. Call Ronnie B. Elvis. Again, that number is 847-693-1045. Do I sound like a Luna commercial? I keep repeating Ronnie B. Elvis. Ronnie, I think we know. Got it. We love you, Ronnie. I should play an Elvis tune. Here's Ronnie B. Elvis.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be. be.
Oh, let him be.
Your teddy bear.
All right, yeah. You could be my teddy bear anytime. But I am an independent woman, and I know how to manage my own money. I don't need a man to be my teddy bear. What am I doing? What am I talking about? I'm being weird. I'm just trying to tie it into this, our guest today, Clarice Garner, who is the author, the creator of a blog, a popular blog on Facebook. It's called Got My Mind on My Money and My Money on My Mind. And she's giving us tips on how to better prepare us in the financial world, help us out. We all need all the help we can get, that's for sure. You have any other tips that you might want to give my listeners?
You know, as I think about the spectrum of financial planning, you know, there are lots of things that are on that spectrum, and one that I talk about often is retirement planning, right? So, you know, how do folks plan for retirement? You know, how does a 25-year-old or a 30-year-old plan for retirement? And obviously a lot of companies now have company-sponsored 401k plans. And the research out there is showing that folks are not participating. They're not participating. And oftentimes companies will match what you put into the program. So at the very least, one big tip for folks out there is if you're in a company-sponsored plan, at least contribute up to the level that your company matches. My company matches up dollar for dollar up to the first 5% that I match. So at the very least, I should be putting in 5%,
right?
So that the company can put in 5%, mm-hmm. and that's 10% for you right there. So that's a tip about retirement. Invest in those 401k plans. You know, think about the options that are in that plan, and you know, go with stocks that are appropriate for the level that you're at in your current life. If you're younger, typically you can be a little bit more aggressive in the stock market. If you're older, you want to pull back because the stock market is pretty volatile, so it moves pretty quickly. So you want to protect your nest egg the older you become, so you don't have the time to really rebound from any big falls in the market. So get those 401k plans up. You know, half of baby boomers don't have any investments, any retirement investments, and they're retiring in, you know, 7-10 years. So,
I mean, they think they're all going to work at McDonald's for $15 an hour if that ever happens.
Exactly.
You know,
I hear there's a big protest going on.
There is, just down the street from us in Oakbrook, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And the thing is about that, you know, times have changed. You know, it's not the teenagers that are taking those jobs. Those are real families.
Absolutely.
Those are moms and dads that are trying to support families, like you said earlier, on $34,000. And they're actually managing, with a little help from groups like Ann O'Dell's over here, the homeowners. The DuPage Home Ownership Center. The times are changing, and those are people that are trying to support families. It's not the teenagers anymore that are working those jobs.
That's right.
And my teens are out looking for a job for the summer, and they're having a tough time. They're not getting there's nobody hiring.
They're
because
competing
with the people that need to put bread and butter on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, but it was interesting when you talked about the 401k, because I have my company. I won't say the name of it, but it doesn't match. But the way I see it, even though you're making whatever you're making, even if you feel like it's not much, you should put something in there because it's almost like an automatic saving.
It is.
You know, so instead of, if you can't take money out of your paycheck and save it, at least do it before you see the paycheck. So it's just out of your mind. Like you said, my mind and my money, my money and my mind. Well, I think out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. And
it'll help you save, right?
It is mental because now, you know, I've been doing it for so long, I don't even notice it. I don't even miss it. So once you start to do it, you just don't notice it. I mean, even if it's not a 401k, let's say you're throwing a few bucks a month into just a regular savings account, after a while, after kind of building up the habit and the practice of it, you don't miss it. And people think that they will miss those dollars, but you don't. You absolutely don't.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so what's next for you and your blog?
Well, you know, just having good, real conversations. I encourage folks to ask what they would consider, quote-unquote, the dumb question, you know, that they may not want to ask out in open forum or they may be embarrassed to ask about. You know, folks can inbox me if they don't want to put it inside of the blog.
I was going to say, do people just put the question right on your page?
They do. They do. Okay. They put it right out there on the blog. Or if folks aren't comfortable with that, they can just inbox me, and I'm their surrogate for it, for the discussion, because for me, it's really about having the dialogue and the learning. I mean, there's so much learning from other people in their scenarios, you know, because you're not the only one. You're absolutely not the only one, even though that you feel like you might be.
Yeah.
So it's really just encouraging folks to post. I post quite frequently, but encourage the dialogue about what's on your mind and how we can help each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a question. I think this is, a lot of people probably would ask this too. If you're in a lot of debt, maybe 10, 20, even 30, and there's all these different creditors out there after you making calls, what do you think about bill consolidation? Is that a good route? Or we talked earlier in the show about tackling each one individually, slowly by slowly. But what about these companies out there that are pushing this bill consolidation and you get a lower interest rate? Sometimes you don't, though. Some of them are ridiculous out there. They really jack up that rate, but they make you feel like, you know, we're consolidating all this in one spot.
That they've helped you, right?
Helped you. What do you think about bill consolidation? Is that what it's called these days still?
That's probably the best term for it. You know, I think if someone is in that particular situation, they should start first with just reaching out to those individual creditors and having dialogue with those creditors and say, hey, you know, this is the situation that I'm in. I understand that I owe you $1,000. You know, well, how can we work together to reduce that and work through a plan? Oftentimes, if you are getting calls, they've already sold it to a collection agency. So the original creditor, for example, you owe $1,000. The collection agency has probably paid, I don't know, $200 to $300 for that $1,000 piece of debt. But you don't know that as the consumer, right? So you're there like, oh, I got to pay $1,000. I have to pay $1,000, where the original creditor has probably already just written it off. So they're done. They've sold it. They've written it off. Now it's with the credit collections agency, and now they're trying to collect what they purchased for it or even more, right? So that gives you a little bit more leveraging power with the credit collections company to say, okay, I know that this is not worth $1,000 anymore. Let's talk about what it's really worth and let's get on a plan to do that.
That's a good tip. Yeah, I like that. Okay, you also specialize in estate planning too. Any tips on estate planning?
Well, yeah. So
I know that's a big, long question. We only have 7 minutes left. One little tip.
I think the real rub there is to do something, right? So, you know, we all know that Prince died and there's
I was just
going
to say, Prince just came to mind.
Yeah, Prince, that he doesn't have a will and he has no estate plan. And that's really, really unfortunate in his scenario. Obviously, he has a ton of money to deal with, so there's going to be major estate taxes, et cetera, that his estate will have to deal with. But just for the regular people, I think that at the very least have a will, because when you think about it, when you pass on, your family is distraught, people in your lives are distraught, and they don't want to have to deal with disposing of your assets, in addition to the emotional roller coaster that they're on at that time, particularly if they're disposing of your assets absent any direction from you.
Mm-hmm.
So having a will really helps just to guide the family through what you want to have happen so that they don't have to think through that or fight over it, et cetera. I've worked on the estate planning side of our business, so I've seen lots of family issues that happen because money kind of brings out the worst in people, right? So as a person who wants to distribute assets to either charity or family or, you know, my alma mater, I need to be very explicit about that, and I do that through a will so that there are no issues when I pass on.
Yeah, don't give everybody a headache after you're getting
gone. It just makes life easier for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And it's a simple visit to an attorney's office, a few visits to get it all squared away.
Absolutely.
And a small price to pay. In the case of Prince, he's going to be paying, what, like 60% of his income is going
Perhaps.
To go to the state of California. Instead of a charity
Perhaps.
That's very worthy, it will go to probate or whatever they call it. You know, I'm not an expert on that, but I hear that that's thousands of dollars. So keep in mind the DuPage Home Ownership Center is having a fundraiser next month. And, you know, if you're looking for a charity to support, we're talking about giving away, giving back. That would be a great one to look into. And look at you. You are just amazing. You look great. You look like, oh, my God, I got a lot to do, Dolly. We got to get this show up. I got so much work to do. No, I'm so impressed with this group. You have no idea. I'm glad that we found each other. And stay in touch, would you? And keep up the good work. Good luck with the event. I'll be there, of course, but good luck with it all. And let me know how else I can help with that. Again, that website is where they can get tickets or information or volunteer or help out and make a donation.
www.dhoc.org.
Okay. Thanks, Ann Odell, with the Issues of Development Corps. Well, now the acting executive director of the DuPage Home Ownership Center. And where exactly are you guys located?
We are right in the center of DuPage County in Wheaton, 1600
okay.
East Roosevelt Road.
That's right by the courthouse?
Or? No, right on Roosevelt.
Okay. Roosevelt is County Farm Road, right? Or the courthouse is County Farm Road. Roosevelt is across street, yeah. All right. I think I know my areas. And then we've been talking to Clarice Garner, who is the creator of the popular blog, Got My Mind and My Money and My Money on My Mind. You can go to Facebook and check that blog out and learn more about how to take care of your money, manage your money, savings, budgeting, debt management, estate planning, insurance, all that stuff she covers at one point or another. And she even says you can private message her with questions. I love that. Thank you both for being on the show. It's been really great.
And on that note, I have to end the show on a good note.
You know, I always tell everybody, be good to each other. Take care of each other. Do your will. Stay positive, everybody. And thanks for tuning into the good show on Blog Talk Radio, WCKG, Rivet Radio, Tuileville Radio, and 1010 News Talk. If you haven't liked the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook, please do so. The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. And we're also on Twitter at Good Dolly Show. Follow us along there. And on Instagram, my daughters are managing that now. Can you believe that? It's the teen thing. We're getting younger listeners onto this show. So I love it because that's because of that Instagram. That social media is amazing. I'll tell you that. So thanks everybody for tuning in and tune in next week. We have another great show coming to you. Again, thanks everybody for listening. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Bye bye now.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Yeah.
sugar sweet.